to be able to recite this surah, Suratul Fatiha, in the best, in the most appropriate, in absolutely correct manner. And we are sure from our experience that should a little effort be made by each and every individual, not only this surah can be well recited, not only that, we can also have a good glimpse of its wonderful meaning. So the seven ayats, this Surah Fatiha has seven verses, and each verse we are going to pronounce it and read it to you so that you will get an idea of how it should be pronounced. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Now, A'udhu, the first is an alif and the second is a ayn. The pronunciation of the alif is a, but the ayn is a letter that has to come from the throat. It has a guttural sound. So we have to say ah, ah, a'u, a'udhu. Now thal is a letter that is pronounced by the tip of the tongue. A little effort will get this beautifully pronounced. Now if you listen carefully, a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Now we do not say a'u zo, zo with a z sound, but we say a'u the thal sound. So the z, which is hard, is quite different from the thal, which is slightly sharper and lighter. In teaching our children, it is important for us to emphasize this difference. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Now shayta, ta and ti are letters that are repeated throughout the Quran. It is very easy to pronounce the ta, and it's quite easy to pronounce the t. And still easier still is to make a difference between the ta and the t. So be careful when we read. We do not say a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, shaytanir rajim. This is incorrect. Shaytan is something else and shaytan is something else. So we say a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. The he is not he. We do not say Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim is quite something from Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Already we have to make some differentiation, which is not difficult again. After our ta'awuz, we come to the surah itself. The first verse has some problems as far as recitation is concerned. Now you would get a man read Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Now straight away several mistakes have occurred. The he, alhamdu. Now instead of saying alhamdu, which has a different meanings, hamada and hamada, hamida is something and hamada is something. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. So the dal also, alhamdu. Now the moment we say alhamdu, which is our normal way, we read it because we want to read it fast. We read it because we want to read it swiftly. We read it because we are not concentrating on what we are reading. So we are making these mistakes. So we say Alhamdu lillahi rabbil alameen. We do not say alameen. Alameen, alif lam mim, is something else. Ayn lam mim is something else. So the correct pronunciation would be Alhamdu لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم. Again, الرحمن الرحيم. الرحمن الرحيم is incorrect. الرحمن الرحيم. Our third verse is مالك يوم الدين. Now the ma with the alif. Now many would say مالك يوم الدين, مالك يوم الدين. Now ما straight jacket is the majhool way of reading. The correct pronunciation would be مالكي. مالك يوم الدين. On the dal, there is a tashdeed. That means that letter has to be pronounced with a jerk and two times. So, الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين. We come to our fourth verse. And this verse is a very, very beautiful verse. Our whole religion, our entire life, our every action, our every word uttered, and every prayer offered, and every duty performed rests on this concept. Iyyaka. Iyyaka, Iyyaka, Na'budu wa Iyyaka, Nasta'een. Now you would see Iyyaka. Many would read Iyyaka, Iyyaka. Iyyaka is not the word. Iyyaka. Simply because the meaning here is Thee and only Thee, O Allah, we worship. And Thee and only Thee we seek help from. So straight away that Thee and only Thee is emphatic. Thee and only Thee needs a pressure. And Thee and only Thee must be pronounced with a lot of strength and with a lot of vigor and with a lot of feeling that Iyyaka. So if it is not done in that way as it is written with the tashdeed, that means instead of saying Iyyaka, you have to say it Iyyaka. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Once that is done, we know that we are worshipping and seeking help from no other than Thee, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Our fifth verse is ihdina siratal مستقيم. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. Watch this verse. It has a saw. Saw is saad, which is different from seen. Now immediately many of us pronounce it اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. Now when the moment says اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, it is a different word. The proper way should be اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. The swat must be very, very perfect. And then comes the ta again. It's not صراطل, it's صراطل. This ta is very important. Again, if we make a little effort, we can pronounce it well. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. Here again it is seen ت ق ي and ميم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. Again here عين in the أنعمت. You do not say أنعمت. Many of us would say صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. أنعمت. Anamta means, did you sleep? Because you violated the principle of not pronouncing the ayn. It is like you're mixing the noon and the meem. A namta. Actually, it is an amta. Ayn must be completely clear. That is why we would say Surat al-ladina an'amta alayhim ghayril maghdubi alayhim waladdallin.